Okay. Had some time to compose myself to tell you about the party. So, sometime later, I feel the car come to a stop. The trunk gets popped, and there's young male laughter. My hood stays on, but I feel a leash clip to my shock collar and a harsh tug as I'm dragged harshly along. They cuff my hands overhead to some sort of post and order me not to move. In my mouth is stuffed a funnel type gag, and I feel something probing my ass before sliding deep inside it. I hear muffled voices and the occasional smack on my ass or squeezing of my tits. It's all the attention I get. A sudden click, and there's warm water pouring into my ass. Trapped against the pole, I can only endure the enema as it fills me up. With a gurgle of air, the bag empties, and I'm once again left on display. There is cramps in my guts, and my feet ache from the high heels that are one size too small. I forgot to mention that in the shopping trip. Of course, he got them one size too small. I feel myself unclipped and dragged from my post across the room, ordered to squat and empty myself into the bucket. And I repeat this process three more times until the water runs clear. And finally, they remove my blindfold. I'm in the kitchen of Eric's house. He hands over the shock remote control to Eric and says, "Happy birthday. If she doesn't pour drinks for our guests, feel free to play." Eric smiles cruelly and laughs. And I realize I'm his present. A little later, the doorbell rings and guests start to arrive. Soon there is a group of 10 high school guys in letter jackets lounging around, feeling me up, ordering me about for their entertainment. This goes on for about an hour, and there is no sight of Johnny. Johnny, who's been there taking pictures at every turn, taking pictures of cocks in my mouth at the liquor store, taking pictures of nipple piercings, taking pictures of me and Eric. He's nowhere around. He's left me to the devices of the varsity track team. So I take my fate and the pinches and the probes. And oh my gosh. He finally appears at the door with a pretty girl. I look and take a second look, and it is my husband's administrative assistant. Behind her, there's a hooded figure with a collar similar to mine around his neck. I am paralyzed with fear until Eric shocks me, bringing me to my knees in pain. The blindfold goes back on, and the last thing I see is the other figure being dragged into the room and forced onto their knees next to me. Is it my husband? Is it my son? Is it somebody completely random? I don't know. I didn't have time enough to look, and in my ear is Johnny's voice. "Open wide, auntie. And make sure to thank them after they come in your mouth." The figure next to me groans behind their gag. I hear my husband's administrative assistant laugh and tell them to stay hard or else. And I realize she's fucking whoever they brought in next to me. The track team runs train on my mouth. Cock after cock fills my throat as they pour their cum down my throat, and I say thank you each time and swallow it. I I hear an agonized groan as the teenage girl slaps her fuck toy's balls while berating him for coming too early. My blindfold is pulled off and I'm ordered to lay on my back. I desperately want to see my fellow prisoner, but he is out of sight. Stacy, which is the admin assistant's name, walks over and smiles cruelly. She sits on my face and orders me to suck her clean. The jocks clap and laugh as they surround us. Her young cunt covers my face, and I look up to see Johnny smiling and recording it all. Stacy tugs at my nipples, causing me to groan as she tortures my freshly pierced breasts. I'm in agonizing pain as I try to lick the cum out of her cunt. Thick globs run into my mouth, and I feel a cock press its way into me. I'm getting fucked while I eat the cum out of this bitch's cunt. Muffled groans from my fellow captive, and I realize we're both being spit roasted by the track team. I eat her until she screams, and all the cum is out of her cunt, and they drag me upright by the collar. The track team poses around me, and they take a photo of each of them with their cock in my mouth, and I'm forced to smile for every photo. If I don't smile and I don't pose well, Eric shocks me again. I'm exhausted, sticky, agonizing, and worrying over who the other person in the mask is. Stacy gives me a kiss at Johnny's orders, and he pulls the leash captive over. He orders me to look at the camera and unhood him, and Stacy kneels down next to me. He orders me to force Stacy to suck his cock. She begs and whimpers, saying my name and my husband's name over and over for the camera, as I push her head down onto his cock. With a groan, the gimp comes into her mouth while I smile, seemingly delighted to having taken part in her rape. All for show, for she's not the one being raped. I realize that I'm fucked, though I realized that the minute we went out in public and Johnny started taking pictures. The track team begins to leave. Just me, Eric, Stacy, Johnny, and the unknown male slave are left. Stacy orders me to watch as she pulls the gimp's hood off. It's my son. And he stares in horror at the sight of me dressed in latex and collared. But there's something about his eyes. Stacy straddles him while I watch, and Johnny crouches down next to me and whispers, "This is all your fault." Stacy laughs as she forces him to come again. And Johnny whispers, "I know you think prison is bad, but you'll make it. What do you think prison will be like for him, though?" I beg, "I'll do anything you want. Anything, I promise, I swear. Just, can we please leave him out of this? Please, I'll do it all without protest. Please, can he go free? Please." A hard smack across my face. "Make a demand again and I'll bring him back here for another session with the team," Johnny says. "They enjoyed using him almost as much as they enjoyed you. I'll make sure he gets on the varsity team. We could always use a shower, bitch." The look in his eyes is pure evil. He says, "So you're going to call your husband and tell him the track meet was canceled. Eric and Stacy will keep your little boy entertained while we have a sit-down with your hubby about the new situation. And don't worry about your son having too many bad memories. Stacy gave him a molly before this, and she'll keep him rolling for the weekend. He won't remember if he really did face-fuck his girlfriend while his mom helped, or was it a bad hallucination? You should thank me for setting him up with such a pretty girl. And Johnny grins. I swallow hard again and take the phone. Said, if you prefer them to break up, I can have Stacy call the police right now. I shook my head. No, it's okay. Johnny says, Eric and I will slap around a bit. Make sure she looks like your son attacked and abused her. We'll both testify that he got her drunk at a party and you supplied the liquor. And then raped her while the track team got to know you intimately. So I leave a message for my husband saying the track team was canceled. The track meet was canceled. And Johnny pulls me to my feet. Into the trunk you go, Auntie, he says. You have the entire ride home to think about how you're going to explain to your husband who the new man of the house is. I climb into the trunk and close my eyes. It's not a good feeling. And I think we're going to stop there for now.